Tim T. from San Diego.
I'm pretty loud, so.
Well, this microphone doesn't pick up unless you speak right into it.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Tim, and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is October 17th, 2013. So 10-17-13. I have a sponsor, and my sponsor has a sponsor. My grand sponsor is actually here with me tonight. So, Earl, I appreciate you being here. 10 minutes, it's hard to say, a lot. I can't dive too deep, but I, like many of you probably, had a very hard time admitting to myself that I was an alcoholic. I remember the day like it was yesterday. I was at my sister's house up in Orange County because I had lost the privilege to live with my children and their mother, the mother of my children. And I sat on the edge of a bed and cried like a baby and said, "You have turned into the man that you swore you never wanted to be like." And that was just like my dad. And that I had become an alcoholic just like my dad. And that I, with teenage kids at home, was no longer living with my children, just like my dad. I still carry guilt about that today. Probably will till the day I die. But I can tell you on a good note, I have a great relationship with my children today. And I see them or talk to them every single day. I live 10 minutes from them. I'm 61 years of age today. I have a son who just turned 16, who has played baseball since he was 4 and a half, is on the high school team, and now playing travel ball. I have a daughter who just graduated high school with a 4.25 GPA, honors, and is going to college in Pennsylvania at Gettysburg College in August. And I'm struggling with the fact that my daughter is going to friggin' Pennsylvania, for God's sakes. 'Cause it's a long way from dad. So here's what happened in the short version. I ran my own business for 27 years. From the time I was 26 until the time I was 53, I ran my own financial services company. And I had a great time. I spoke to thousands of people across the country on how to win the money game and, how to get out of debt and how to retire and all of those things. And in 2008, when the economy crashed and the real estate market busted and the stock market crashed, I, in essence, lost everything. Closed the business down, just crushed me financially. I had a spouse who was used to a good six-figure living, and with two kids and a lot of travel, and it went to like a $20,000 a year living, and that created a lot of problems at home. And I didn't deal with it well. I dealt with it with pot and beer. And the more she complained, the more I smoked and the more I drank. And in 2013, I got my first DUI, and I was leaving a golf course up in Lake Elsinore, and I was out in the middle of bumfuts, I don't know where, and I blew through a stop sign, and, I didn't golf without a six-pack in my bag, right? It was a minimum of three on the front and three beers for the back, and I wasn't a Budweiser drinker, just so you know. I was an IPA, like, 6% alcohol drinker, and I like the big 22-ounce bottles of it, So three on the front and three on the back, You were doing okay. So I'm leaving this guy's house that I met on the golf course, and he's like, "Hey, come on over. We'll have another beer, and we'll smoke a joint, and then you can take off." I'm like, "Sounds good to me." We had a great time golfing. So I go to this guy's house, and then I leave, and I blow through this stop sign. And I'm like, "Shit, did I just run a stop sign?" Cop sitting right there red-lighted me. pulls me over, blew a .12, hauls me to Murrieta Jail, spend the night. I'm like, fuck, could have happened to anybody. I ran a stop sign. I didn't give it a second thought. April of 2012, I'm leaving another friggin' golf course. You'll find a pattern here. Another six-pack. I'm driving down Scripps Poway Parkway from Ramona. I drop my cell phone. I bend down to pick it up, and my hand goes from 12 to 3, and the car goes, and I drive from Ramona all the way to Scripps Ranch. Actually, it was Mira Mesa. I pulled into a Vons parking lot. My ex and my kids are in Hawaii visiting her sister for a week. I pull into the Vons parking lot. Man, two STPDs rolled up on my ass. I had turned the car off. Boom. We had a report that you've been bouncing off the curb since Ramona. I made one little swerve. Hauled my ass off to jail again because I was over the limit. Could have happened to anybody, you know. I dropped my phone. Shit happens. Fast forward to August 2nd, 2013. August 1st was the last day I ever lived with my kids. August 2nd, baseball tournament. Baseball coach. 10-year-old. What do you do after you win a tournament? Well, you go take the boys out for pizza. What do the parents do? They have pizza. What goes good with pizza? Beer. What did I like a lot of? Beer. I'm a mile from my house. A mile. I get friggin' pulled over again. I made a right turn on a red light, stayed in my lane. There's a car making a left turn onto a two-lane road. I could rationalize this shit forever, just so you know. You've done that, haven't you? Car makes a left turn, stays in his lane. I make a right turn, stay in my lane. There's a cop behind the car that turned left. Mira Mesa cops are known to just pull people over because they like to pull people over, I've been told. So they friggin' pull me over. Now, I had started to slip because I had three open 22-ounce beer bottles on the floor of my passenger seat that I hadn't thrown out from drinking that day with my 10-year-old in the back seat. So the cop wanted me to do a sobriety test, and I begged the officer. I said, please, let me just call my son's mom. She's a mile away. Let her come get him, and then I'll do whatever you want. He said, call her. So he gives me my phone. I call her, Nancy, I'm going to jail. We're at the liquor store parking lot. You need to come get Scott. You mother effer, you're done. Hangs up the phone. The cop turns me around, handcuffs me, and throws me in the back of his car. And I only got 2 minutes. I'm done. Anyway, I go to jail with felony child endangerment. 7 days in jail, felony child endangerment, and the story goes on. I'm happy to say in the last 2 minutes that felony has been reduced to a misdemeanor. I've been clean and sober for 5.5 years. The single best thing that ever happened to me was getting arrested and looking at the face of my 10-year-old in the back of a police car going, where the hell are you taking my dad? I have a great life today. I have a connection with a higher power that I pray to every day. I came in with a lot of anger. I played the victim. I played an angry victim, pity party, 56-year-old, hated himself, piece of shit type of guy who was just incredibly angry. I did the steps. The steps were a whole, it was the first time in 50 plus years of my life that I was probably ever truly honest. When I went into treatment, I went into a 30-day, I got my start in rehab at the Veterans Hospital I went to their 28-day rehab program. And I'll never forget Ron. He said, this is a program of rigorous, rigorous honesty. So when I wrote my first step out, they give you these questionnaires about, write down all the ways your life is powerless and your life is unmanageable. I wrote down 28 fucking pages, pardon my language, 28 pages of how my life was unmanageable and I was powerless. And I went, son of a bitch. And then step two and three were pretty easy for me. You know, I've always believed in God and a higher power, and something created this beautiful, majestic place we call Earth, and it wasn't me, you know. And so trying to turn my will and my trust over to that was the difficult part. Believing wasn't so much, but trusting that God had my back and all that, that was the difficulty. And then I got into four and five. Man, what a game changer. I got done with five and I said, you're not a victim. You're a lying, selfish, self-centered, egotistical, prideful jerk. Wake up. To finally understand that I had a role in all the shit, good, bad, and indifferent, that went on in my life, and I had, even if it was just a little bit, part of responsibility, and it was a real eye-opener for me. And it changed everything for me. It was acceptance, accepting the fact that it was me and that I'm not perfect and I can't play God and that I had a role. And then, you know, I'd go to meetings for a year and I'll close. I used to bitch about my ex because, man, we battled for a long time. You know, she's angry too. Has a right to be. And I used to bitch about her all the time. And I used to call her names and shit. And a guy with 30 plus years of sobriety comes up to me one night at a meeting and he says, why don't you quit referring to her as the bitch and start referring to her as your kid's mom? And I thought, wow, what a great idea. I gotta tell you, we get along a lot better now. And she never heard me call her a bitch. But all of you in meetings when I shared did. But it's much better for me looking at her as my kid's mom, who she is, and she's a great mom. And then another gentleman who's sitting right here, my grand sponsor, put his arm around me one other time at a meeting. I think they got tired of me bitching and whining. And he said, can I tell you something, Tim? I love you, man, but there's a secret to life. And I said, what's that? And he said, acceptance is the key to happiness. And if I leave you with anything, understand that that's true. Acceptance really is the key to happiness, at least for an alcoholic like me. Willingness to do what was suggested of me. Willingness to admit my faults, my shortcomings, to accept my character defects, to try to grow and be a good man and a great dad. I love the fellowship. I love the steps. I love the giving back. Thank God. There was a guy who I used to go over to. This guy had 14 years of sobriety. He worked for me. He was a web design guy. I'd go over to his house. Bobby, is it okay if I show up and you do some work for me? I'm going to bring a few beers. Come on over. So the day I knew I was going into the VA hospital, I called Bobby that day I was sitting on the bed crying. I said, Bob, fuck, I'm an alcoholic, dude. I don't know what to do. He said, dude, I've known that for 15 years. You're a veteran. Call the VA. They'll help you. And they did. Thanks for letting me share.